It's going to happen. This is going to be the year. The Buffalo Bills are winning the Super Bowl over the Rams. The Hollywood ending is not Aaron Donald's winning another championship. The script in Hollywood is Josh Allen getting over the hump and Josh Allen delivering the amazing Bills fans, Bills Mafia, their first ever Super Bowl. It's Josh Allen's time to shine.
Speaking of shine, that's Adam Shine of Mad Dog Sports Radio. The Bills are winning the Super Bowl. Josh Allen's time to shine.
It's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. Adam Shine.
Didn't know Shine would be much of a yeller.
I've never heard him do that before.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I just don't listen enough. Maybe someone else might. Like, hey, we're on SiriusXM as well, by the way. If you're listening across the country.
Didn't know he had it in him.
No. We're up in the satellites.
We're up in the satellites.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the stars.
We're in the stars. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you land amongst the stars. We go back to the phones. We go back to the phones. Rob in Connecticut. Rob, what you got for us? Happy Saturday. Happy long weekend as well.
Sneaking that in there.
Silly, wacky sports talk Saturday with Joe and Garrick. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We need to clip that for an open, Evan. I don't know if you heard that, but we got to get that in there. Good, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And this guy, Shine, what does he have? A copy of you? Gray Sports Almanac. I mean, come on. We're going to win it? All right. I love it. We're going to win. Buffalo all the way. Anyways, listen. Oh, one other question. I got a question for you, Joe, and Derek.
Okay.
What's the coolest? Uh-oh. What's the coolest name in the world? It's the greatest name in the world. Come on.
Coolest name in the world?
Yeah, it's the greatest name in the world.
Bartholomew.
Nope. Han Solo Burger.
Han Solo Burger, yes. Thank you. Sorry, I took a shot with Bartholomew. I didn't know where you were going.
I heard you say something about that's my boy earlier.
Rob, it's my favorite film. I could watch that hundreds of times over. It's so good.
You can't go wrong.
No.
You can't go wrong.
Oh. Uncle Vanny was Vanilla Ice this entire time. Like, come on. Nugget Pocket, it's the best. It's the best.
Nugget Pocket, yes. Mm. Nugget Pocket. Anyways, listen. You were talking about McDermott. It breaks my heart. He was such a good dude, but it's time for a change. We'll give Joe Brady the benefit of the doubt. But one of the things that I was thinking about was where would McDermott go? And there's only two teams that I can think of, and that would be the New York Jets if Aaron Glenn doesn't do his job. But what would really make sense is if Sirianni doesn't do his job and he gets fired, McDermott goes back. It's homecoming. He grew up right outside of Philly. So I wouldn't be surprised if he went to Philly. I mean, I could see that definitely happening. So what do you guys think?
Rob, I like to hear that. We talked about that a little bit, Rob. In the last segment. Thanks for the call. I'm with you on Philadelphia. I think Sirianni's on a shorter leash than many people think.
As a matter of fact, you basically said Joe's answers.
Yeah.
Joe said the Jets.
And Jets, and then the Eagles are my pick. I think you're looking at a guy, William & Mary guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just makes sense. I feel like he would bleed that culture.
I mean, he was also...
He worked on the team.
He was with them as a DC.
Yes. So bring him back. At that point, if Sirianni's really not cutting it, I think McDermott could win a Super Bowl. If a guy like Howie Roseman is his general manager is just going to get him a ton of weapons.
You know what he's not going to reportedly do? Go to his general manager and say the team's not good enough.
Right. He's not. When he's asked about this being a Super Bowl roster, you know what he's going to say? Yes. He's not going to tell you, I love these guys. I love these guys in the locker room.
What he'll do is he'll say both.
Yeah.
He'll say, yeah, it is.
I love these guys, and they're a Super Bowl contender.
He'll say, yeah, they are, and I love these guys.
Yes.
Like that. Exactly. That's probably how you say it. By the way, real quick, I know we got picks to do.
We got time for picks. It's fine.
We do have time for picks.
I don't know. We're going to
the college football docket is pretty cool over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. We got some good games. That's right. You want to run through them.
I mean, obviously, we got Clemson LSU tonight. That one should be. I hope there's just a lot of bad blood in that game. Really is all it is for me. But it's not really anything else for today's slate. It's tomorrow and Sunday. We've got Washington State and Washington opening up their season tomorrow. So you get a rivalry game right away. Wisconsin-Notre Dame, which Notre Dame should be the better team there, but, you know, Wisconsin does like to surprise every now and then. And then there's Louisville-Ole Miss, our top 25 matchup of the weekend. Number 24, Louisville. Number 9, Ole Miss. What's Ole Miss like without Lane Kiffin? As it's now like a new season, it's not just Lane's team that goes into the playoff and wins a couple games.
Right.
This is Pete Golding's team. Louisville's a team that it's always a will they, won't they sort of thing where they always flirt toward the bottom of the top 25 but never really break through past that. And then SMU, Florida State. And I hope that SMU takes that 3-point favorite and waxes the Seminoles. That is disrespectful for the 19th-ranked team SMU against a Florida State program that is, in the past years, become a burning tire fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a 3-point favorite to an unranked FSU? Are you kidding me?
Right, right.
Bury them. Bury them. The four-pick parlay for the college, though.
Yeah, you did
already
yesterday?
Ruined.
Yeah, you and Zach Jones did those yesterday. Zach's still those. Alive?
I don't know what Zach's look like. I don't have them written down. I'm just going to have to text him, but I also have to text him that immediately by half a point, I lost my first one.
Yeah, that's a tough scene, especially when you're that close and it's just a half point on the spread.
Yeah, Purdue.
Not good.
Did not get the full spread against Indiana State. So Purdue let me down early. What else is new?
You're right.
We are so back.
Yeah, there's nothing different. Basketball might be a little different, but I mean.
Well, eventually I get let down.
Sure. I guess. Sorry, it's just such a tough scene for you. I don't mean to make light of this situation.
Purdue football is buns. It's okay. Yeah. I can admit this thing.
Yeah.
But at least I could try to like pick them for a game and it makes sense.
Right. All right. Are you ready?
Speaking of picks.
It's time to make some. Hit that football music and on we go because we've got to pick the entire season.
As we do.
As we do. And you throw, I just have to call this into question. Last year, you did in fact throw out the sheets at the end of the season because you were so horrifically wrong in a division. I would like to call that into question because we never really got to talk about it. You just did it. And then you're like, yeah, we're not talking about it. That's it.
That's the
no comment? You're, what's happening here?
That's the beauty of writing something on paper is that you have the satisfaction of crumpling it up and throwing it into the garbage.
I'm going to double down, and I will write everything down as well. So.
No, I know. But like, it's not as satisfying if you delete it from a computer.
I guess you're right.
You could just be so mad at your pick, and you just crumble up a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why not? Where do we want to start here, Derek? Do you want to start where we know in the AFC East, or what are we feeling?
You know what? Let's start with the familiar territory. Yeah, you know what? Let's circle around to it and end it with it because we all know what it's going to be. So why not get the fascination out of the way here?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
we'll start in the AFC then. We'll go AFC North to start.
Well, no. Let's go NFC first.
Sounds good. Sorry, I'm just switching my page.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go NFC East, circle all the way around. Go to the West, transfer there to the AFC in the West, and then circle back down to the East.
Okay.
There we go.
That works with me.
All right, so we're going to start with the NFC East.
All right.
And I don't like what I'm about to say.
Okay. All right, we're off to a good start. The Giants are winning the division? Is that what you're about to say?
I only hate this. I'm not a fool. Well, okay, sometimes I am. The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
I feel gross.
So you have the Cowboys winning the division.
I have the Cowboys winning the division.
I like that pick. I think that's a good pick.
No, it makes sense. I just hate it.
Yeah, he just doesn't like it.
Yeah, there's a difference between being dumb and hating it.
I mean.
So, yeah, I'm taking Dallas to win the division.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I don't know. What's the rest of the division look like for you?
Oh, that's right. We're actually picking the entire order.
Yeah, we're not just picking the winners here.
That's what we're supposed to do here.
Yes, we're doing picks.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. Okay. I don't hate that from you. Give me... Sorry, I'm just getting yours down. Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. Give me the same thing. Because I agree with you. Not to be simple or whatever, but Dallas, I think, is going to have a great season. I think Dak Prescott, if healthy, is going to be great. I think if you're looking at their offense and you have, you know, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, probably better or worse than Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that wide receiver duo. I would argue a little better because the wide receiver two is basically a wide receiver one. So give me the Dallas Cowboys on top, and... Give me the Commanders actually in second. I'm changing it up.
Okay.
Commanders in second. I think Philly is just a dumpster fire this season, and Sean McDermott's called in the coach them the next season, and yeah, that's where I'll go with that. So Dallas, Washington, Philly, Giants.
All right. We move on to the NFC North.
Okay.
This might be the toughest division to predict, even now. Even though there's some teams that have headed in certain directions, I'm going to go ahead and take a bold stance here and think that the Detroit Lions are back.
Okay.
I'm going to give Detroit the division. I'm going to give Chicago second.
All right.
I'm going to give Green Bay their usual spot as a 6 or a 7. And then Minnesota is fourth.
Okay. All right, run that by me one more time.
It is Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
And there is an interesting caveat to this, which is 3 playoff teams in the North. Now what happens as I predict the rest of my conference?
It's a good question. Ooh, this is a tough division because
that's what I'm saying. It's the hardest one to pick.
Minnesota could be good with Kyler Murray in my brain, with Kevin O'Connell. I think that works. Ooh. All right. Give me Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota. So just swap Chicago and Detroit for me. I really like Ben Johnson. I know they're going to have to play a harder schedule this year. But still, without Ben Johnson for Detroit, I don't know how much ground they can really make up there. And I think they'll own the Packers and the Vikings twice in a season. So I don't know what it is. Are the Packers like speaking to you on some kind of a level? Because with me, I'm really struggling with them. I feel like they're fine.
It's consistency.
Yeah.
They're consistently good but not great.
Right.
And that is going to still mean something. At the very least for making a postseason, Green Bay has always been at least good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been something special.
Right.
To end the year, but they have Micah Parsons get injured. Jordan Love is a good quarterback, though.
Yes,
Michael Furr is a good head coach. They'll make it.
All right. Up next, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the NFC South.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this one because this is the one that made me throw out the paper.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay, back on top.
Okay.
Followed by New Orleans, then Carolina, and then Atlanta.
New Orleans, Carolina, and then Atlanta. Okay.
Carolina, I see a down... turn. I think that it's that Bryce Young ultimately will prove that he's not worth the contract. The Panthers are going to be on the hunt for a new quarterback. New Orleans is trending upwards. It is a question of if Tyler Shuck is good enough to win a division or not, and I think the answer is no. But Baker Mayfield's going to put Tampa in a really awkward position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the contract
and
all
that. With the contract negotiation. And it's also going to save Todd Bowles' job.
All right. One more time for the people in the back.
Tampa, New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, with only one playoff team in Tampa Bay.
New Orleans, Carolina, and Atlanta. All right. I don't think I'm going to be that much different from you. I don't believe in the Panthers like I did last season for whatever reason. I was the bullish one saying they were going to win the division last year. And they did. Bryce Young had some exciting games. I just don't know what to make of him. I feel like it's so
right.
Hit or miss with him. I just don't really know what to think. Whenever I hear Bryce Young's name, I have to immediately question what's about to come out of my mouth next. So I don't get it. So give me Tampa on top. I do agree Baker Mayfield is going to be in a very interesting position with them. So give me Tampa, New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta. I'll go identical to you because I don't really see there's a different outcome there, especially with the Falcons quarterback situation just being an absolute nightmare. We, as Evan's been alluding in his updates, we don't know who the starter is. So, and it's either Michael Penix Jr. coming off a knee injury, a season ender, or it's Tua turn the ball over, who cannot play football to save his life, who's commenting on his own Instagram posts, "We believe in you," with heart emojis. We can't be doing that.
Hey,
we just can't be doing that.
You know what, though? He's at least trying to hype himself up.
I guess you're right. All right, finally in the NFC here, who are you taking in the final division?
The Arizona Cardinals. No, it's going to be the Rams.
Well, I want to talk about the Rams for a moment. You will use this for Rams chatter for a second. The super teams, historically, the stat's been brought up, they don't win all the time. In fact, it's not much of the time that they actually make their way through the playoffs and win. But with Aaron Donald back, with Myles Garrett, with Stafford still playing, you got Nacua who might be suspended. We're figuring that out as we go. And Davante Adams, like, they're pretty stacked. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. Like, what do you think about the Rams? Do you think they're actually one of the super teams that could make it? Or is it going to be one of those cautionary tales? Like, you don't want to build a super team because they're statistically not going to make it all the time.
It is luck that you need when you assemble a super team, and I don't think the Rams are going to have enough of it in January.
Okay.
I think they will run through the regular season. I don't think that they're going to be healthy enough to sustain super team. Nobody is.
Okay.
It's a long season. Somebody's going to get hurt and mess up the entire picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not going to be in the regular season where it happens.
Okay.
I have the Rams as the one seed.
Rams is the one seed. I don't.
I have Seattle as the second team, a playoff team, San Fran out of postseason at 3, and Arizona at 4.
Okay. 49ers at 3. No hope for Arizona, really?
No.
Me
Can
neither.
They win 5 games?
Me neither. No, I agree with you. I agree. All right. I alluded to my first pick.
Yep.
It's not the Rams. It's the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're good, and I think they're really good. I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Sam Darnold in this system, minus Clint Kubiak, actually, as I'm saying this. I'm thinking about that. But
not too late to change the minds.
I'm gonna just stick with it.
Hey,
stick with
go.
The gut. I genuinely like Sam Darnold, though, as their quarterback. I think it'll be another good season for him. Charbonnet in the running back situation is whatever. They drafted a running back, which everyone's confident in. They lose Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs. It's fine. I just think they're still going to put up some numbers. And I think they're being slept on because of the Rams on paper, where the Seahawks against the Rams last year, basically just missing Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald. This is really the two big differences for them. Offensively, the Seahawks defense was able to go after him a little bit. I remember there were games that it was just back and forth. Charbonnet gets that lucky 2-point conversion because that game was so back and forth. That was the deciding factor. Picks it up after it fumbles into the end zone. So I think they were so back and forth last season that I guess I'm going to hedge my own bets and think that the Seattle Seahawks are going to be able to pull something out here.
All right, then. So you'll probably have the Rams, I would imagine, second.
Yes, Rams second, 49ers third, Arizona Cardinals in the bottom spot.
All right, so real quick.
Yeah.
I've been picking playoff teams.
Okay.
So I might challenge you to do the same.
All right.
Rams 1, Dallas 2, Detroit 3, Tampa 4, because they have NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle 5, Chicago 6, Green Bay 7.
Okay. So I'll give Rams Seahawks. I have the Seattle winning the division, so I'll give them 1 and the Rams 2, right?
Well,
oh, that can't happen.
Yep.
That
would mean 5.
Yeah, Rams 5, which might be better for them, truthfully. Give me Dallas at 2, Chicago 3, Tampa 4 at that point.
Yep. Rams 5.
Rams 5. How many more? 2 more?
You need the 6 and the 7.
6 and the 7, okay. Detroit makes it. And Washington makes it. Washington first, though. Washington 6, Detroit 7.
Okay.
So I've got 1 from the NFC South, which tracks.
I mean, that tracks.
from years past. That doesn't change all that
My
much.
Plot twist is that it's only going to be 1 from the NFC East. It'll be Dallas.
Okay.
All right. The logjam will be created this year, not by the West, but by the North.
All right. Sounds good. I like the NFC pick so far. We'll be posting these, by the way, because we want to actually keep a record. And so Derek can't throw away the piece of paper at the end of the season when he's ashamed of how they work out. But
again, it'll be satisfying.
Right. It will be. We'll take a timeout, though. We'll be back on the other side for the AFC to wrap up the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday. Your call is also welcome throughout. We'll get to them before the show wraps up. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.